morning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. Today, I'm actually testing out this new app from Spreaker where I'm actually out on the field doing a live radio show. Yeah, I've done the live radio show before, but now I can actually play sounds like the intro, and I can play the outro. I'm on my way to an open mic to do some stand-up, but I just needed to get some shit off my chest. Apparently, Chris Geo of Truth Frequency Radio is fucking with me again, because apparently he wants to rewrite history, and he can't seem to do that until I delete a little blog with facts. So he's tried to take down my YouTube channel. He already took down a Facebook channel that a Facebook account, claiming I was impersonating myself. But, you know, a lot of with these social media companies, they'll just delete you and not give you a chance to prove yourself. As you can hear, you just heard the national anthem of Brooklyn. I don't know how much latent sound you could hear. I don't know if you guys heard that siren. But, yeah, so that he's been trying to have my channel taken down. I ended up having to just start going by my real name, which, you know, is not really a deviation from Louis B. My name is Louis. Yes, my last initial is B. So I mean, you guys who subscribe to me on YouTube, you'll probably see it. I'm just doing a quick warm-up before I hit the stage today. I've been trying to get some ladies that want to do a part two to catcalling and get the female perspective. But every woman that has had a problem with my opinions on how catcalling is not that serious, I mean, I don't want to get into it because, hey, I already got into it in part one. Mr. Lucario, Daddy Lion Chindel, and the other three callers that called in. It's like, we could just say, we just chalk it up to this. In fact, I forgot, a female comedian, she even commented on this. And she basically simplified the whole catcalling thing to a, hey, puppy. the whole catcalling thing to a simple, it's only catcalling if the dude's ugly. If you found the dude attractive, it would just be harmless flirting. But if it's attention from a guy that you don't want, then it's fucking catcalling. So I made the point, and this is something I'm following myself. I'm just choosing not to speak to any woman ever again. Last thing I need is to be falsely accused of rape again, just for saying hello. I'm not gonna tempt fate. Women are just too dangerous nowadays. They got way too much power. They got, you don't even have to touch them. You don't even have to look at them. You don't even have to talk to them in most cases. They run to a cop, they start crying, they point you out, you're doing fucking 8 years to life for aggravated fucking greeting. But women still have it bad in this society. Okay, sure. You're not... And me even saying that, you know, it's like, oh, you're a misogynistic piece of shit. Really? Even though I think some women make fucking silly voting choices, I'm not freaking asking the government to remove their suffrage. Nah. But then again, you know, honestly, if we did remove women's suffrage, I think that's how Hillary would get elected, because some fucking simps would be like, we need a woman in office. And she, hey, I mean, I'm not against a woman being president, just not that woman. Like, I can't, you know, aside from the fact that she's nothing but a fucking cuckold that let her husband get a fucking BJ in office and she's still married to the motherfucker. Oh, eat a dick. That's what happens when you don't please your man. Alright, so yeah, I got 30 more minutes before I gotta go over there. Just I do got a chat going. Invite Facebook friends. Okay. Invite Facebook friends. Invite. Whatever. So I'm just testing out this app. Let me know what you guys think about it in the comments on either YouTube, when this goes up on YouTube in a few minutes, or you know, or send me an email at crotchshotradio@yahoo.com or at LouisB1 on Twitter. Yeah. But you know, I mean, and women are so, they hate being slut shamed, but as a fat guy, I'm fat shamed all the time, and you're never gonna see a fat walk. We're gonna be marching down. What? We're gonna be marching down the block. We get winded, like, fuck it, let's go to Applebee's. But no, they got slut walk and all that. It's, you know, and it kind of fucking amazes me that they get offended when you tell them, hey, how's about you have some fucking personal responsibility? As a man, I got to take personal responsibility for my own safety. Like when I got mugged a couple months back. Why weren't you paying attention to your surroundings? This was what was told to me. Why were you sitting in a dark area at 12:30 in the morning? Like, this what was told to me. No, I shouldn't have been robbed. Yes, the guy should be arrested, but it could have been prevented if I practiced proper self-defense. And self-defense does not mean, simply just mean fighting. But hey, okay. And I'm not saying, oh, well, if a woman gets raped, it's because Because you know what? I'm not even going to go with that. Oh, it's because what she's wearing. Because a lot of times, look, my main issue is all men don't rape. Like, not all men rape. I should have said that. Not all men rape. Yes, rape exists. Do we live in a rape culture, a rape society? Hell no. Because, you know, and I've said this once and I said this again. Most of my guy friends, if we saw a woman getting raped, we're killing the motherfucker. Like, with no hesitation. And we'll be pretty fucking proud of ourselves. And not expect a woman to sleep with us. In fact, it would be a story we would tell our sons. One time, me and your uncles, we saw this stupid motherfucker trying to rape this chick on the corner. We fucking whooped his faggot ass. So, you know, it would be a fucking badge of honor. But, I don't know. I'm just ranting right now, just getting my vocal cords warmed up, getting my brain working so that way I could, because I actually don't have nothing planned. Oh shit. I don't know how much latent sound you guys can hear. So, oh man, you're live on the air. Oh man. So, where else? So, talked about Christian, talked about this. Oh yeah, so I was trying to have these, try to ask some ladies to come on the show to do female perspective. They all spazzed out like, oh, I don't know how to talk. I'm nervous. I don't have time. I'm like, okay. You're mad that I did a show basically pointing out the bullshit to this whole fucking anti-catcalling campaign. Yet, no one wants to defend their side. Like, and that's the problem with the whole feminist movement. It's like, you just want us to believe that men are pieces of shit and that you're oppressed to this day, but you just want us to fucking accept that. But when we, like, bring evidence and, you know, and honestly, it just kind of brings me to, like, a story. Like, and I'm going to make the point. I one time took this girl out on a date. And, you know, I prepaid for the dinner. I went to Groupon, prepaid for the dinner. Like, it came out to, like, $50. So it was a nice restaurant. It wasn't no fucking McDonald's type bullshit place. It wasn't a fast food restaurant. It was a nice-ass restaurant. And she got fucking pissed off with me because I paid with the fucking group. Like, I prepaid. But when I turned in the coupon, the printed out thing, saying, here, yeah, it's already paid for. She looked at me like I was some fucking cheapskate. And it's like, so, like, honestly, okay, ladies. And feel free to send me an email and let me know and comment, whatever. If a guy bought you a fucking a dress, like a Vera Wang dress, whatever a popular dress is, an expensive dress, and he was able to get it for you, but it was discounted, does that mean the dress is any less nice and him thinking about you and getting you that very expensive dress is less thoughtful and it immediately becomes insensitive? Like, you know, it's like, oh, I can't wear this dress. I only wear clothes that I pay full price on. Let's not forget that women are the cheapest creatures on the face of the planet. But, oh well. Anyways, I'm almost in front of the place. I'm at Much More Bar. Yep. So, feels kind of lonely. But hey, again, leave a comment. Also, once you guys are doing your holiday shopping, go on rantinglouisb.blogspot.com and click the Amazon link. When you click the Amazon link, you can purchase everything that you'll normally get. It doesn't add anything to the price, and the price stays at the original low Amazon price. But every time you buy through my link, it helps me out, helps me to grow. No fat jokes, please. So yeah. So anyways, this has been Louis B. This has been the Crosshair Radio Show. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.